with David Cameron. Lord Cameron is not in the meeting. Oh, there he is, just leaving.
Yep, with the US ambassador there, Jill Hartley.
President Obama, why should we care about democracy in Russia?
Do you have a few moments? Did you just speak to us?
Come and have a chat with us for a minute.
How did it go? What did you talk about?
There you have it, former President Obama with the US Ambassador Jane Hartley leaving number 10 Downing Street.
This iron spider will run America even though nobody voted for it. Nobody will go to the polls and say, spider, come and take over. Spider, come and be the leader of the free world. Yet, the man Barack Obama, the Lord made this very clear to me, will come and take over the nation of the United States, and he will have an entire crowd of backers. So what I saw is that he had an entire crowd of shadow people. These people, I saw the shapes of them. I could not see who their identities were. He had backers, he had the armed forces, and he had a powerful financial backing. The word the Lord showed me was financiers. He had deep pocket money behind him. And these, the backers, the shadow people, the armed forces, and the financiers who were behind him, brought him to the forefront, and he became the leader of the free world. And this man ruled with an iron fist, and the Lord said he will pound many nations into powder, including this one. And the Lord has said this phrase many times. If you go to my blog, you will see several prophecies there. All you have to do is use the search bar at the bottom. You will see prophecies there speaking about this man. And always the Lord says, he will pound the nations to powder, including the United States. Says that he will rule with an iron fist and he will have no mercy. And this is the revelation that the Lord God has given to me. And the prophetic scripture that the Lord gave me at the end of this word was this. The 10 horns you saw are 10 kings who have not yet received a kingdom, but they will receive 1 hour of authority as kings. Along with the beast, these kings have but one purpose, to give up their power and authority to the beast. Revelation 17, verses 12 and 13. There is another prophecy that's closely related to this one. It's called The Iron Kingdom Rises. So you can also take a look at that. I'll leave the link in the description below.
David Cameron. Lord Cameron is not in the meeting. Oh, there he is, just leaving.
Yep, with the US ambassador there, Jill Hartley.
President Obama, why should we care about democracy in Russia?
Do you have a few moments? Did you just speak to us?
Come and have a chat with us for a minute.
How did it go? What did you talk about?
There you have it, former President Obama with the US Ambassador Jane Hartley leaving number 10 Downing Street.
He says, prepare yourself for the political shaking that is coming. Upheaval and drama are coming.
theater, events happening like in a movie where the actors play their part and nothing is real. See how consistent of the Spirit of the Lord is. Over the years, the same language, movies, puppets, actors playing a part, upheaval, political shakings, these phrases keep coming and coming. God says we will see movie drama in the halls of power as Joe Biden is removed. Joe Biden will fall. Kamala Harris will rise. And he says another whose shadow never left the White House is going to rise with Kamala Harris. So back when President Biden and Kamala Harris were coming in, the Lord was revealing these prophecies, and he was saying at the time that Mr. Sanders was galloping strong and Joe Biden was like in the bottom five, the Lord gave the word in April of 2020 and said Joe Biden is going to get this primary. And I said, Lord, the people haven't even figured out how we're going to have the primary because we're under lockdown. They have not decided. They will cancel the primaries, have the primaries. How are they going to primary? And then you're saying that Joe Biden, who is the, like in the wind, is going to have this thing. And the Lord said, listen to me, Joe Biden is going to get this nomination. And when he comes in, he's bringing two people with him. He's bringing Barack Obama and he's bringing Kamala Harris with him. And so I wrote those things. And the Lord was showing me how America's heart is always stirred up and she gets so nostalgic whenever she sees Barack Obama's face. He was showing me visions of the nation lighting up when Obama would go on the campaign trail for Joe Biden. I wrote this in April 2020, when nobody knew that that man was going to kick off his retirement, put on his campaign trail boots and start going, and Joe, and Joe, and Joe. And you see him exactly as God said. I wrote that we will see him in his familiar disguise, rolled up sleeves, the hardworking architect of a hardworking America. And the nation was going to light up with the warmth. Oh, Obama and Joe back together. I said, I saw that man standing at the podium alone sometimes while Joe Biden and everyone else stood at the back like, oh, watching him like proud parents. And did he not go out campaigning in Pennsylvania? Did he not go to Atlanta, Georgia on his own campaigning for a race that we all know he is not qualified to run? And is he not doing it again? And why don't people want to listen? Because they want to listen to deception, the dictates of their own heart, and thinking that they are in the driver's seat when they don't know that a big scaly dragon is driving us directly into the wall. Save the mercy of God. And so God said that Biden would come in, he would get the nomination, he would win, and that he was coming in and bringing two people with him, Kamala Harris and Barack Obama. And this is coming out from back then, exactly how God said it, except that now it's obvious to everyone. Prophecy is always too obvious to everyone when it's happening, except that I was saying it all the way back then when everybody was expecting the red wave and the red tsunami, and here we are. He said that the White House is going to experience replacement theory, a sitting leader replaced seamlessly by another one. Biden will be taken away, and then you will see the new world order, bolder, more open than you've ever seen it before. The times are finished for America. In the end, everything that she has ever done, all her works, her legacy, everything that this country has represented will be removed. And even she and her leaders will also be removed. And the feeling that I was having as the Lord was giving me this prophecy back in July of 2021 is that the White House is going to do its best to put on a show for people when Joe Biden falls. They will keep it busy like, look, America, this is unprecedented. This hasn't happened since we used to give you the news in black and white, but we're going to get through this together. We're going to keep the country on track. But he says that it is sleight of hand. They're going to keep activity busy in one area while something else is happening behind the scenes.
So here's something you don't see every day or like ever. President Biden coming off of Air Force One with Barack Obama coming to Radio City Music Hall to meet up with, oh, Bill Clinton, three guys who know what it is to be the leader of the free world and who are raising $25 million for Biden's campaign, the most money ever made, ever, in a political fundraiser. So what are the folks who are at Radio City going
to
hear?
Look, I'd pay $25 to watch them all do 1 minute on why they were the best president.
What a great question for three of the most competitive politicians who have ever walked the face of the earth. Who was the best president? Amazing. That was Robert Gibbs, by the way. He worked in the Obama-Biden White House. I covered it. I've been in the Oval with those two men, and they have some stories to tell, stories you will not hear when the Rockettes are the ones in Radio City Music Hall.
The three presidents also headlined a major fundraiser in Manhattan last night, where the Biden campaign says it raked in more than $26 million. The presidents took part in a conversation moderated by Stephen Colbert. The late night host brought up Biden's busy tour of the country lately, while Trump has had his eyes on other things. Here's a first look at the discussion inside Radio City.
Donald Trump, as far as we can tell, has just been trying to win a third championship at his own golf course. My question to you, sir, can voters trust a presidential candidate who has not won a single Trump International Golf Club trophy? At long last, sir, have you no chip shot?
Well, look, I'd be happy to play. I told him this before when he came into the Oval, when he was being, before he got sworn in. I said, I'll give you three strokes if you carry your own bag.
Can't do that.
Trump, as far as we can tell, has just been trying to win a third championship at his own golf course. My question to you, sir, can voters trust a presidential candidate who has not won a single Trump International Golf Club trophy? At long last, sir, have you no chip shot?
Well, look, I'd be happy to play. I told him this before when he came into the Oval, when he was being, before he got sworn in. I said, I'll give you three strokes if you carry your own bag.
We are in 2024, and this election really feels like the most important election of our lives. When it comes to rights and freedoms and the heart and the soul and the future of our country, first question for you, President Biden, how would you describe what's at stake in this election?
I think our democracy is at stake, not a joke. I think democracy is literally at stake. Look, I wasn't going to run in 2020 because I just lost my son, Beau, a little earlier. And until I watched what happened down in Virginia when those folks came out of the fields carrying torches and Nazi flags and accompanied by white supremacists. And a young woman was killed, a bystander. And when the president was asked, former president was asked what he thought of that, he said, they're very fine people on both sides. We're at a real inflection point in history. Things are changing. This guy denies there's a global warming. This guy wants to get rid of not only Roe v. Wade, but he brags about having done. He wants to get rid of the ability of anyone anywhere in America to ever choose. I mean, all the things he's doing are so old. Speaking of old. And, a little old and out of shape. But anyway.
And I don't find this hard to believe at all, because if you're the kind of person that you're hanging on with white knuckles, waiting to see 2024 give you the result that you've been praying for since 2020, and you don't get it, and instead you get a funeral, it won't be too hard to imagine that some people, Satan has deceived them to the point where they will now feel, with this man gone, they have nothing to live for. And they can also harm and take away their own lives. God says this is spiritual madness coming upon this nation as penalty for her transgressions that will finally lead to war. There is too much of their hope, their trust, and their faith that is tied to a mere human being. speak forth the revelation of the Lord and condemn them in my words for this faithless behavior, for trusting in a man and not God. So their idol will fall, and you should not hold back from saying it. Don't be afraid to tell them, thus says the Lord, because you worship idols, your idols will be taken away. And God then went on to say that Joe Biden is not an idol. He said that Joe Biden is not an idol and he's not an icon and that the man is barely there. He said, how can you be an icon when you are struggling with cognition? He said, no, Celestial, this man is a stopgap. He is Barack Obama's stopgap. Now, if you don't know what a stopgap is what you use to fill in the holes while you're working on a project. So maybe your boss wants you to bring a project and you know how the beginning goes and you know how certain parts of the middle go, but you're still figuring out the end. And so you just kind of plug something in there just to give him a working idea of the project. And he's going to go like, but that ending isn't too clean. And you're like, yeah, boss, I know. It's just my little filler for now. I'll work it out and I'll work out the holes in the middle. Whatever you're using to plug those gaps, that's a stopgap. And the Lord says that Joe Biden is just a placeholder in Barack Obama's scheme. He's just a lily pad, a pit stop on the way to the final reveal of a bigger storyline. God says that Obama will be an absolute ruler. The last man standing says this man is working with craft to get rid of all opposition and everyone who knows the backstory. And the Lord has been saying this a lot. The Lord mentioned the Clintons and said that they will also be eliminated in the greater storyline, because what Obama is working towards, he's not going to leave witnesses to it. This is an age, the Lord said, this is a recording age. This is an age where people just click a button and go live and have a live stream and just begin to spill secrets. The Lord has already said, this is how many of the pastors will be exposed. Their victims will just be angry one day and just put on these apps that people use, Facebook Live, and I don't know if Instagram has a live, but they're just going to put on at a touch of a button and they're going to access thousands of people. And then as it gets shared, it will be tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, and then millions of thousands hearing live testimony of stuff. And the Lord said that, the beast who Obama is not going to risk that. So he is going to clean up the paper trail. The Lord said this man is going to get rid of all his potential opposition. What's that opposition? Anybody who could potentially stand up like ex-President Trump and suddenly say, well, you know, I don't like this. I mean, I was helping these guys, but I think I'm going to run again. God already shared in this prophecy I was reading from Changes Ahead that if this man stands up to run, he's hard to beat. And he said that the presence of Trump, the political power that Trump commands, the way that people just follow him so affectionately, he would make it impossible for any opponent from any party to have a cakewalk to the seat. And these are, excuse me, please, these are all the reasons that they are going to see to it that they deal with him. And so Obama's not going to have anyone who knows the backstory. He's not going to have anyone who stands up to be opposition. God says Barack Obama is a single player only. He does not work with friends and he will not leave any loose ends because his power is being given by the devil himself. He will do away with every person he uses to get to his final position. And anyone who is expecting a different outcome, woe unto you.
Police found Tafari Campbell, Obama's 45-year-old personal chef, dead, just 100 feet away from Obama's private beach in only 8-foot deep water. Police say Barack and Michelle were not at the residence at the time of the incident. They may have been somewhere else on the island or even out of town. It's unclear. The Obamas released a statement saying this, quote, Tafari was a beloved part of our family. When we first met him, he was a talented sous chef at the White House, creative and passionate about food and his ability to bring people together. In the years that followed, we got to know him as a warm, fun, extraordinarily kind person who made all of our lives a little brighter. That's why when we were getting ready to leave the White House, we asked Tafari to stay with us, and he generously agreed. He's been part of our lives ever since, and our hearts are broken that he's gone. At first, it was reported the 911 call was made from Obama's house, and now they're saying it came from somewhere on the property. We asked police for a tape of the 911 call, and we'll keep you posted. Police are still conducting an investigation into Tafari's death, and our hearts go out to Tafari's family and to the Obamas, and Primetime will keep you updated. Now, in a tragically strange coincidence, Tafari is not the only presidential chef to drown. Clinton's chef also drowned.
And so here's a picture that I have been seeing for quite a while. I've been seeing this picture, where are we today? September the 9th. So I've been seeing this picture since, I would say, the 3rd or the 4th of September. It's a picture of a very close-up picture of a woman's ear with an earpiece in the ear. Not a flesh-toned earpiece. I think usually they would give you an earpiece just so you can hear the speech writers and the speech makers and I don't know, whatever. This woman had a black earpiece, a high-quality earpiece in her ear. It was the kind of earpiece that they give the Secret Service. I don't know any Secret Service people, but let's just say it definitely was those more high-tech earpieces. So I kept seeing, if you can believe it, just a female ear, female jaw is different. So I could tell this is a female ear, female jaw with a high-tech earpiece. And I was seeing that for a couple of days. You know, you're working, you see the vision and you think, And I knew that this ear belonged to someone. And the person whose ear that was is Mrs. Kamala Harris. So it was Kamala Harris's ear that I was seeing with the earpiece and just the ear and the type. And then last night, when the Lord took me aside and said, listen to my words and pay attention to what I'm saying to you, he told me that this woman will be president of America. This woman is going to be president of America, no matter who doesn't like it, no matter who doesn't think it can happen, no matter who will say, well, Hillary was far more of a political animal. Hillary wanted it more. Hillary would have done anything to get it. Hillary didn't get it. She didn't get the votes. And she is a long-standing politician. That lady is a lifetime career politician. And she didn't get it. Kamala Harris is never going to get it. God says Kamala Harris is going to get it. She's going to be president no matter who likes it, no matter who believes it. And I had a ton of dreams in November during the period of the vote count. Very unorthodox for America, counting votes for almost 10 days. I kept seeing dreams such as the woman showing up and saying to me directly in my sleep, I am Kamala Harris and I'm the president of the United States. And I looked at this lady and I was like, what are you talking about? You're the president of the United States. You're not even on the ticket. You're not even eligible as to be a president. And she said, I am Kamala Harris, and I am the president of the United States. And I was waking up from these dreams and saying, Lord, this is very weird. What is going on? And the Lord would just answer me and say things like, this is Kamala's election. And I was writing those things down, thinking, Lord, the woman is a add-on on the ticket. She's not a major player. What do you mean it's her election? And only later would the Lord reveal that with the entry of Joe Biden into the White House, two people were going with Joe Biden. One of them was Kamala Harris, and the other person is Barack Obama. So this woman is going to be president of the United States, no matter who likes it. God says by hook, by crook, by line, or by sinker, she will be. And he said this, said, you see this woman now, she can barely find her way in the rough seas of politics. So they ask her a question, and she just giggles because processing the question is probably a problem. They ask her a question and she will obfuscate the answer. She will answer another question of her own making in her own head. She's inept. She is clearly out of her depth, out of her league. Even in the polls, she is regularly coming through the polls as severely unlikable. God says we are going to see one of the greatest political transformations that we have ever seen in the United States. What am I talking about? This woman is going to come back to us with, I have a dream ability. If you thought that President Biden was a little sleepy and a little sluggish for a very long time, and then suddenly, as soon as he got the endorsement, this man seemed to have been injected by 800 vials of adrenaline. He was full of fiery speeches. He was no longer muddling his speech. He was a brand new person, a person that America felt she could put her confidence in, and she did. well, this is going to happen with Kamala Harris. But the Lord says that you should not be fooled when you see this transformation from a woman who cannot answer a simple question to almost Martin Luther King, I have a dream ability. That earpiece in her ear, Miss Harris or Mrs. Harris is going to be receiving a step-by-step masterclass from the mastermind himself, Barack Obama. That's correct. This man is going to be teaching his protege step-by-step what to say, how to say it, all the various intonations that he is known for, famous for. You're going to see this woman be able to deliver a rousing and a fiery speech by herself, and you will wonder what brand of breakfast cereal did she switch to. She's going to be another person, confident, likable, and for a while God says that she will be an almost sparkling political leader who will even briefly inspire hope in America.
People would ask me, knowing what you know now, do you wish like you had a third term? And I used to say, you know what, if I could make an arrangement where I had a stand-in, a front man or front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats, looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony, I'd be fine with that.
Another prophecy is called the 44 honeycomb and bouquet. And in that prophecy, years ago, God showed me that Joe Biden was going to win the primary. And at the time, the Lord showed me that Joe Biden was going to win the primary. Joe Biden was the last limping donkey in the free-for-all of people who were in the Democratic side. So he didn't have a shot. Mr. Bernie Sanders was far and away the clear winner. He was leading. A lot of other people were leading Biden, and he was just there limping at the back. I think he was ranked 25th or 26th at the time. I received this prophecy in April 2020, but God said, pay attention to me, celestial. Joe Biden is going to take this primary, and he's going to win. And when he comes in, he's bringing two people into the... There will be two people coming into the White House with him, and one of those people was Barack Obama. And so I obediently wrote down the prophecy. Another thing I saw was how when Biden went on the campaign trail, America would light up, because America would be treated to a man that we all thought had retired. We would see Barack Obama back on the campaign trail, and who can deny that when the race got going on the Republican side, the actual candidate campaigned for himself, but on the Democratic side, lo and behold, a person whose name was not on the ticket, Barack Obama, was seen all over the United States campaigning for Joe Biden on his own. And America was warmed in its heart to see the familiar face of Barack on his own and also with Joe at many campaign stops. And they were saying, Obama and Joe, Obama and Joe, exactly as God showed me in April 2020. So almost everything in that prophecy has been fulfilled, except one thing that has not yet come to pass. I saw a honeycomb on a timeline. So I saw a honeycomb on a timeline ahead. And then behind the honeycomb, I basically saw a dead body in a sack. So the honeycomb was hanging first on the timeline. And then further down the timeline, a dead body in a sack was hanging, a cocoon. I said it was just a cocoon, but I could feel dread and discern inside that cocoon was a dead body. And the Lord said, that is how it will be when this man comes in. There will be a period of sweetness. I'm just bringing out the prophecies from memory at this time. The period of sweetness, a period of enjoyment. America will feel that she's gone back to her utopian age and she's gotten just what she wanted. And these are just people who are deceived and don't know what death looks like simply because it's saying, I believe the change. People without discernment. So there would be a sweet period, and then after that, I saw that the manufacturing in the country basically died. I saw that America just went into this horrible period of decline. Factories began to close, and a lot of things will close, because in another prophecy, where I think that prophecy is called, if you see something, say something, God says that Obama is going to be all about this new green life. So all this fossil fuel business and everything, this man is going to usher in an age that is going to hype up the fallen angel technology. So they'll tell you, oh no, your house doesn't need anything that uses electricity anymore. Your entire smart house is going to be run by this little green crystal. We're just gonna plug that into the wall there, and this crystal will power the entire house. And please never touch the crystal, because the crystal has been found to hold 600 billion watts of extreme radiation. This is an alternate power source that you are not familiar with. Please never touch the power source after it has been placed to the wall and covered with this protective radiation shield. If you ever break it, you and your entire family will be quarantined because you will be radioactive. So, the Lord said that he's going to basically shut down industry as we know it and bring in an age that is using green power, alternative power, different power. And so that is what I saw, that America's production and manufacturing, which is already limping, fully died. And it also became a time when death was stalking the land. Another prophecy is called a proud boaster. That prophecy is very old. It might be all the way from 2015. And God was saying that America, you sat there and this man spoke proud words against the Most High. That is what that prophecy is about. It's fulfilling the part of the Bible in Daniel chapter 7 where it says, and the little horn was speaking proud words against the Most High. And the part of Revelation 13 that says that he will speak proud words against the Most High and all those who are in heaven. So this man has said many things on record. And at his coming, people were calling him the Messiah. Newsweek and Time magazine were carrying pictures of him with a halo around his head. And Oprah is on record as calling him the Messiah and things like that. And America basically lost their mind. And the Lord said that you stood there. And this man stood on that blue carpet that he gave his speech. And you did not discern that he was mocking that blue sea, that blue azure surface that is before the Lord's own throne, and he has exalted his tongue up to heaven. So that is what that prophecy was about, a very old one when God first began to unfold and reveal who this man is. And then in the prophecy Ready Player One, the Lord says that the beast is a single player only, that he does not tolerate rivals, and that he will stand alone and he will eliminate all his rivals. And perhaps you can now understand why this prophecy started with God saying that presidents can die. They do die. They might get old, or they might get sick, or they might eat poison and die. The last prophecy concerning Barack Obama is called an iron yoke for America. And that is simply a prophecy talking about a brand new form of government that will come to America that she has never seen before. And no matter whose visible face you are seeing when that form of government is setting itself up and giving us new rules and new ordinances and separating all the states by borders, taking away the money and implementing a social credit score system and punishing us if we do bad and things like that, behind it all, there sits only one player. And that is the prophetic word, the rise of the beast, August 3rd. 2023. May the Lord bless you and keep you. These prophecies are one and the same if you know how to truly listen to and discern prophecy. They are the same thing always. And so until I see you again, God bless you and goodbye.
You just have to flood a country's public square with enough raw sewage. You just have to raise enough questions, spread enough dirt, plant enough conspiracy theorizing that citizens no longer know what to believe. Once they lose trust in their leaders, in mainstream media, in political institutions, in each other, in the possibility of truth, the game's won.